Hey, baby. Welcome home. I'm awake. I'm in the kitchen. I'll be right there. Oh. Well, hi to you too. Oh, baby, I'm sorry today sucked. Here, I made us tea. Let's just relax on the couch for a bit. I know it's late. I didn't mind waiting up. I missed you today. That's better. I'm so happy you're home. Are your feet sore? I bet. Here, put them here. Let me massage them. Oh, really? Yeah, you mentioned the party was important for work, networking and all that. But yeah, I didn't know he was going to be there. No, I'm fine, baby. Keep talking. Honestly, he sounds like the worst from what you've told me. Did she arrive with him or? Ooh, and the plot thickens. I wonder if he got jealous when he noticed. I bet he did. Oh my God, that's absolutely diabolical. I love it. So she was sick of waiting for him to admit he liked her. So sick of it that she brought the most basic, obnoxious guy she could find to make him jealous. It's a classic. I know. I tip my hat to her. Genius, really. So they left together after that, right? Nice. Did you guys get any perks from it? Even better, baby. I bet you loved getting the chill in the more luxe area of the bar for the rest of the night. I'm glad you're home too. I missed you while you were away. I know, the perks of city living, right up until it's time to go home and you realize you walked. And in those heels. I bet you regretted that. I mean, you look incredible in them, but they do not look comfy at all. What do you mean it's not why? Did something else happen? A stranger cat called you on your walk home? Why didn't you call me, baby? It's always best to just chat on the phone with someone if you're feeling. Yeah, I know. So, did he bother you a lot? No one followed you home, right? He was with an entire group of friends, and none of them said anything. That's not okay, baby. Men, we should know better. If I'd been there, if I hear anyone catcalling women, even if I don't know them, you know I'd. I know. I just get a little defensive when I can't be there to protect you. Yes, baby, I do know you can take care of yourself. You're a strong, independent woman who can do anything she puts her mind to. I just like being there to be your backup, you know? Of course, it doesn't make you weak that it spooked you, baby. You were just trying to walk home. No one has the right to make you feel uncertain or unsafe just for existing. And looking like an absolute knockout while you do it. I know you do, baby. And I'm sorry that it happened at all. I'm especially sorry it happened when I wasn't there to protect you. Why does it matter to me? Well, because men really should behave better. They should have the common decency to not intimidate a woman walking down the street. Especially not my woman. Yeah, that's fair. It's just that the thought of anyone making you feel unsafe really brings out my possessive streak. It makes me want to wrap you up and keep you safe. To make sure they know that you're mine and to keep their distance. Is that so? You kind of like when I feel protective and a little possessive over you. Yeah, most of the time. When you catch someone else's eye, it makes me feel a little growly. It is too a word. And no, it's not really jealousy. I don't feel threatened, just a little bit unhinged in my commitment to keep you safe. I want to make sure that any man who makes you feel objectified knows you're protected. You feel lucky? Why? Oh, baby. I'm glad it makes you feel lucky and safe that I want to protect you so much. Well, I don't even know that basic courtesy deserves gratitude, but I'll take what I can get. I know, baby. I'll always protect you. I want you to always feel safe with me. But I gotta admit, I love that you like it so much. I get a little rush from protecting you, from knowing you're mine. I'm glad you're home too, baby. And I'm sorry you got spooked tonight, but don't worry. You're safe with me. You're always safe with me. More tea? Of course, baby. Why don't you come with me to get it? So I can keep you safe, of course. Make sure you know I've got you. Here, hold this mug, and I can... What, does it bother you when I pick you up like this? I have to keep you safe, don't I? On our dangerous walk to the kitchen. No way. I love carrying you. Holding you close. Right here. Against me, like this. So you can feel everything that I feel. Okay, yeah. Maybe I like feeling some other stuff too. You're all mine. And I like making sure you have what you need to feel secure. Empowered. Loved. Wanted. Do you like feeling me like this? Feeling my hands on you?